Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania. And this morning on this St. Patrick's Day, we open the doors to St. Benedict the Moore School in the Pittsburgh's Hill District section and Sister Thea Bowman Catholic Academy in Wilkinsburg. And both schools have long histories of serving students and families, and both are supported by the Extra Mile Education Foundation. They work together to ensure that families from diverse backgrounds have access to a good quality Catholic education. And here to talk about their schools are Lauren Rudy, she is the principal at St. Benedict the Moore, and Stephanie Michael, the principal at Sister Thea Bowman Catholic Academy. Lauren and Stephanie, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
Good morning.
On top of the morning to you on this St. Patrick's Day. So, Lauren, let's start with St. Benedict the Moore, which began first as St. Richard's School back in 1907, and it used to be run by the Sisters of St. Joseph in Baden, and it went through mergers in 1973 and 2011, and you're now in your second year as the principal at St. Benedict the Moore. What got you interested in coming to St. Benedict the Moore School?
Great question. Thanks for having me here today. Mm-hmm. So as you heard, St. Richard's opened in 1907. So the school itself has gone through a number of mergers, but has been dedicated to Catholic education for over 111 years.
Wow.
So I myself am a very big proponent of Catholic education. I was a product of Catholic education in elementary school. I'm from Toledo, Ohio, mm-hmm. and I went to a Catholic elementary school out there in Sylvania, and then I went to a Catholic high school, Catholic college, and then my master's program was dedicated to Catholic education. It's called the Alliance for Catholic Education through the University of Notre Dame.
Mm,
and so,
go Irish.
So, I'm very, very dedicated to what Catholic education can do for young students because I know what it did for me and what it did for my family. And so, when we moved here to Pittsburgh, my husband and I was looking to continue that dedication. And I know that St. Benedict has done a wonderful job of educating the whole child. Our mission is to educate students and to uphold a Catholic vision of love through faith, academics, and service. And I think that's what all of us want to do in Catholic schools, but St. Benedict has been very dedicated to it. And I was looking forward to and excited to continue that mission because it's so near and dear to me.
You offer a beacon of hope to the Hill District, and what a beautiful school it is there. I've driven past it many times, and before I was a seminarian, I used to live in the Hill District at Crawford Square, right there behind the now PPG Paints Arena when I used to work for the Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. I used to walk to work right down Bedford Avenue, so that was my neck of the woods, my neighborhood. 30 years ago in my other life before I was a priest. So the Hill District is very special, and what a beacon of hope that St. Benedict the Moore offers.
It really is. And I always tell people when people ask about the community and the school itself, I always invite people to come see it because the school itself and the students, they're so hardworking, the teachers, it's an amazing school. So I'm very proud to be a part of it.
And Lauren, you and Stephanie are really like, you have similar backgrounds, Catholic education, cradle Catholics, both from outside of Pittsburgh and moved to Pittsburgh, and now you're working together, co-workers in the vineyard. And Stephanie, our listeners should know that you and I, we work together.
Yes.
I am the administrator at St. James in Wilkinsburg, St. Bede in Point Breeze, and St. Charles Longa in the East End. And Sister Thea Bowman Catholic Academy is on the campus of St. James in Wilkinsburg. And Sister Thea Bowman is one of the two schools in my parish grouping, along with St. Bede School. Sister Thea Bowman was formed back in 2010 through the merger of Holy Rosary in Homewood and St. James in Wilkinsburg. And Stephanie, you most recently were the principal at St. Sylvester's in Brentwood, but you also have experience in teaching at a charter school in the South Hills. Tell us a little bit more about your background this morning to our listeners.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, you know, going through Catholic education all through my life, elementary through college, and even with my master's program, I was blessed when I got to Pittsburgh that I did receive the job with Young Scholars Charter School in Baldwin Township, which really acclimated me to the urban population that we serve in these schools, and then being able to have the opportunity to come back into the diocesan school system was great for me. It was something that I've always been looking forward to doing. So really, Sister Thea Bowman encompasses that feel of the urban experience with the Catholic education that I grew up loving. So it's a great mesh of the two, and that's something that I'm really interested in pursuing in the future.
So your previous work experience with children, low income, a lot of challenges with families, might not have the opportunity to get a good quality education. Now you have the best of both worlds working with urban students and their families, which can create a lot of challenges as a principal, but also you have the Catholic background with that. And that must be really special for you to be able to do that, because that's near and dear to your heart.
Yes, absolutely. That's the best way to put it. The one thing I remember saying in my interview for Sister Thea Bowman, the one thing that was missing at Young Scholars was being able to profess my faith openly and have that connection with the families and the students. So to be able to have that at Sister Thea Bowman while still have the urban feel is what I look forward to the most.
Now, at the top of the show, I mentioned that both of your schools are supported by the Extra Mile Foundation, which is a wonderful organization. They help put mostly African-American students at your schools on the path to success. These are great numbers. 96% have graduated from high school, and 88% go on to college, trade school, or the military. That is incredible. A question for both of you, and Lauren, I'll start with you. Beyond the vital tuition subsidies, what are some of the other benefits of being an Extra Mile school at St. Benedict the Moor and Sister Thea Bowman?
Absolutely. So there's many, and I'm just going to pinpoint a few here and let Stephanie take care of a few of the others. But one that comes to mind is that there are a lot of donors that donate money through larger corporations to the Extra Mile Foundation. And they come to the schools to see what we're doing with the money. And I think it's really wonderful for them to see what we're doing in our schools to help our students succeed. And they also can then take that back with them to their corporation and share what we're doing at St. Benedict the Moor and Sister Thea Bowman and Northside Catholic. So I think that's really been wonderful to get the word out there about what we're doing and what our students are doing and our teachers working so hard to further our students' academic success. And then in addition to that, it provides a little bit of a smaller network within the Diocese of Pittsburgh. So we can collaborate with one another as principals and teachers to talk about best practices. We can also formulate certain events and programs with our students. So just to give an example of two, my second grade teacher a couple weeks ago said, I think my students are ready to have pen pals. And I said, do you have a school that you'd like to link up with today? She said, I don't. I said, well, guess what? I have a few in Extra Mile that we could link up with. Let's see if their teachers are interested. And immediately, within a day, Stephanie said, let's go.
Great.
And so did Roseanne from from Northside Catholic. And also, we had a career fair this year that was held at Sister Thea Bowman. And all of our eighth grade students from St. Benedict, Sister Thea Bowman, and Northside Catholic attended. And they were able to converse with career professionals from around the Pittsburgh area and see people that look like them and that maybe had similar backgrounds to them and how they've succeeded. So that was really awesome.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I can build on that. Just talking about some of the different programs that have come into our school with the Extra Mile Foundation support. For example, my second grade class right now has a partnership with the National Aviary. Mm-hmm. So the National Aviary has been at our school twice already. Mm-hmm. They did a presentation on birds of Pittsburgh, a presentation on birds of the world, and both times they brought in bird friends with them. Right. We had Elvis the penguin at the most recent one, and it was really cool to have a bird walking around
Elvis
on the table.
Elvis was in the building, right?
Yes, yeah. Elvis was in the building. But, you know, we also have, through Pittsburgh Mercy, we also have Dancing Classrooms, which is a program in fourth and fifth grade, where there's an instructor coming in two times a week teaching them how to do ballroom dance.
That's
you
fantastic.
Know, rumba,
wow.
salsa. And they're learning how to dance with a partner and how to build that trust with each other. And then at the end of that partnership, they will have a big show put on at school. They perform in a competition in May. So it's just things like that that the students wouldn't necessarily have access to in their home environment that Extra Mile is helping us provide for them.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
And that's wonderful that the corporations have a vested interest. Mm-hmm. They come to the school, they visit, and then you bring in the community mm-hmm. events and organizations. And you're right, these would be opportunities that these kids probably would not have the means to be able to go to the Avery area or to go ballroom dancing, but you're opening up so many worlds for them. Lauren, just quickly, do you want to touch on St. Benedict the Moor does work with the Crossroads Foundation to ensure that graduates go on to Catholic high schools. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the partnership of what Crossroads is?
Absolutely. So Crossroads provides a four-year support program for students who are interested in going to and attending select Catholic schools in the Pittsburgh area. So students apply by writing an essay and providing information about their financial background and why they think Crossroads would be helpful for them. And what Crossroads is, if they're admitted, is that students and their families receive financial assistance as well as academic support and transitional support for them to attend these schools where the academic rigor continues to get greater. And also, you know, the financial burdens of Catholic high schools can be very great. So it has been wonderful. We are so blessed to be in partnership with Crossroads. They have offered our students with so many opportunities to attend area Catholic high schools, which provide them with such a great foundation to move on to college.
So that's an extension. They start out in elementary mm-hmm. school and giving the name Crossroads. They're at a crossroads. They continue on to get a quality Catholic education at a high school and then go on to college. So the Crossroads Foundation works in partnership with the Extra Mile schools to continue that wonderful Catholic education where normally these families would not have the means to go on. And a lot of their classmates and friends go on to the area Catholic high schools here in the Pittsburgh diocese. So I think that's a wonderful, wonderful continuation of that.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll take a break and we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator of the Catholic community of the East End of Pittsburgh, which is the parishes of St. Bede and Point Breeze, St. Charles Lwanga in the East End, and St. James in Wilkinsburg. And with me on this St. Patrick's Day morning, we're focusing on St. Benedict the Moor School in the Pittsburgh's Hill District neighborhood and Sister Thea Bowman Catholic Academy in my neck of the woods in the borough of Wilkinsburg. And both St. Benedict the Moor and Sister Thea Bowman are supported by the Extra Mile Foundation, which helps with scholarships to help families get a good quality education. And Stephanie, your preschool program recently received a STEAM grant. What does STEAM, S-T-E-A-M, stand for, and how do you plan to use the funding?
Sure. So STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Mathematics. And any school you go to now is really pushing for STEAM or STEM education.
It's a big thing now, big buzzwords.
Yes, big buzzwords, because we want our students to be proficient in science and mathematics especially. So we received a grant with the help of Extra Mile through PNC Grow Up Great. It was a $10,000 grant. And the really amazing thing about this was that our four-year-old preschool teacher, Kelsey Pohl, was able to just go shopping.
Wonderful.
She had $8,000 that she could spend to furnish the STEAM classroom and find activities that would promote that STEAM education, water play, building. There's lots of Lego sets, things of that nature that the students can explore. And this isn't open to just our preschool program. It's also open to our early childhood classrooms. And then the other $2,000 from the fund is going to go towards professional development for our teachers, because we want them to continue learning. And our hope ultimately in the next few years is to build that STEAM program then through the rest of our grade levels. So we're pretty excited about it.
That's great. And you recently invited a former Steeler, Wes Lyons, to speak to the students at Sister Thea Bowman Academy. What was his story and the message to the kids?
Sure. So Wes is actually, you know, relative. He was born in the area. Mm-hmm. He grew up in Woodland Hills, so he played football for them.
Next door, yeah.
He went to WVU and played for them, and he also had a little blitz of playing for the Steelers. right now he has, his foundation is called the Pursuit of Happiness. So he comes in and meets primarily with our middle school students, but just to talk with them about the experiences that he's had and how successful he was from where he started out and how they can do the same. We had a great partnership with him right before Christmas where he had a friend actually donate shoes. And I know Lauren had the same at St. Benedict the Moor.
That's
where
wonderful.
We had Fly Kicks for Kids come in and donate shoes to some of our students. So again, just another great partnership that was set up through Extra Mile. Mm-hmm. Wes comes in and checks in on us every month or so just to see how we're doing and see if we need anything.
And he'd be a good role model to look up to. He grew up at Woodland Hills, so Wilkinsburg is right next door. And
absolutely.
The students that come from the Homewood Brushton area. So it's like a local guy done good. And here, you know, he's a superstar and he's coming back to give back to the community. So what a great story that
Absolutely.
Is. Now, Lauren, two of the belief statements listed for St. Benedict the Moor School are high expectations and service to others. I like that. High expectation, but service to others. Mm-hmm. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. So let's start with high expectations. So as an educator and as educators ourselves as a school, we believe that it's essential that students are engaged in the learning mm-hmm. that they are doing each day, and they will stay engaged if they are appropriately challenged, right? So we don't expect all students to attain the exact same level at the same time, but in order for them to stay engaged, there has to be an appropriate challenge for them based on what they previously have learned. So our teachers set high expectations for each student so that they're continuously learning and are ready for the next year of schooling. Service to others, there comes our Catholic component, right? Mm. As a Catholic school, we want all of our students to experience the face of God. So it's wonderful when students can be the face of God for one another and experience the face of God through their teachers, through their classmates, through their administrators. It's very important. So what we teach students in terms of service is that it can take various forms. And as you can imagine, as a pre-K through eighth grade school, it's very different what service looks like when you're four as opposed to when you're 14. Team,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
So when you're four, it could just be that, you know, your friend is kind of hungry and you want to give them an extra cracker from your lunch and then they're happy, right? And then when you get to third grade, maybe your friend is absent, so we need somebody to wash the tables after lunch and you volunteer. And then when it gets to eighth grade, right, maybe you and your family are going out into the community together to do a service project, maybe at a nearby homeless shelter, or donating socks for Light of Light Mission because you feel like it's important to provide warmth to those in the colder months of the year. So again, we think that's something very important so that students can give back and that when they leave St. Benedict, they're prepared to continue giving back to the world as Christians themselves.
So you like to keep the Catholic component because mm-hmm. it is a Catholic school, but mm-hmm. also as they leave the school, what can they do to influence their family and their friends too? So it's service to others too, so they're being like that beacon of hope, as I talked about earlier.
Absolutely.
Out into the community and into their homes. Mm-hmm. You also have five core values at St. Benedict the Moor School, including diversity and respect for everyone. You want to add onto that too, because that's also important with the expectation in the service too.
Absolutely. So I think the word diversity encompasses so many different mm-hmm. things. So as mm-hmm. we mentioned in the show, we are a predominantly African-American student school. So we have about 99% African-American students. So what we want to make sure is that when students are coming to the school, they're celebrating that commonality between one another and have pride in who they are. But within that, there are so many differences. Each of our students comes from different areas of Pittsburgh. We bus in from I think 10 different areas of Pittsburgh,
wow.
right? Each family has a differing level of socioeconomic status. Students have different abilities. Some students come from different schools where their math and reading levels might be a little bit different, right? So they might also have different home lives. So it's so important that we celebrate the diversity amongst our community and mm-hmm. within it so that students can know that, again, we're treating others how we want to be treated. So regardless of the differences between us, right, we all want to be treated as children of God. And that's something that I find myself quoting to students all the time.
Like
you know, treat others how you want to be treated. And they always seem to understand it once I say that. Like, would you want to be, you know, treated this way? And they'd be like, no, I wouldn't. And I would say, well, then we wouldn't do that to anybody else, would we? And like, no, I wouldn't. So I think that that's so important so that, again, when they graduate and they get in the world around them and they grow up, they're going to see even more differences mm-hmm. Between people that they meet. And they want to remember, like, well, again, this is another child of God, and I want to treat them how I want to be treated. So
follow the golden rule,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So very important. Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie, you're just getting started at Sister Thea Bowman. You just started last fall. You have any goals for the next few years for Sister Thea Bowman and Catholic Academy?
Sure. I think I would have three main goals for the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. The first is just looking at our curricular resources, making sure that we're staying competitive with the schools in the area, because we do want to offer that quality Catholic education mm-hmm. to them. Also, I know all of the Extra Mile schools, we're working on developing parent-teacher organizations because we want to increase and enhance that parent component at our school because they are strong stakeholders in our school, and we want to recognize them. And then thirdly, just really working to get the word out for our school using social media and the resources we have available to us.
Great. And what's a contact number or website for Sister Thea Bowman Catholic
sure.
Academy?
So our phone number is 412-242-3515.
And it's St. Benedict the Moore?
412-682-3755.
And they can come in, take a tour, yeah. Shadow for a day, get to know the campus and interact with the students and also look at the faculty and the staff. And,
Absolutely.
And, like I said, the beacon of hope in the Hill District and definitely a shining light in Wilkinsburg in the East End. Two wonderful extra mile schools along with Northside Catholic Academy Assumption in Brighton Heights too. So what a great program it was today. So Stephanie Michael and Lauren Rudy, thank you for being with us this morning on Catholic Education Plus.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
You.
And happy St. Patrick's Day.
You too.
We'll be back in a moment on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring Our Lenten Journey with the Saints. This is coming up next Saturday, March the 23rd. It's going to be held at St. Benedict the Moore School, which is located at 631 Watts Street in the Hill District section of the city of Pittsburgh. And the speaker series will be focusing on Reverend Canon A. Gerard Jordan. And it begins at 9:15 at St. Benedict Moore School. There's registration. There'll be a nice continental breakfast, presentations. Lunch will be provided. There'll be prayer and reflections. This is focusing on six black candidates for the sainthood. And this speaker series is sponsored by the Diocesan National Black Catholic Congress Leadership Team here in Pittsburgh. A wonderful Saturday program at St. Benedict Moore School. Again, that is at 631 Watts Street in the Hill District, a section of the city of Pittsburgh. Our Lenten Journey with the Saints with the Reverend Canon A. Gerard Jordan as the speaker. To register, you can email at nbccpgh@gmail.com. That's nbccpgh@gmail.com next Saturday, March the 23rd at St. Benedict the Moore School. We'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDK Radio.